It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. It is so nice. I cannot believe how fall-y it's gotten. In just a couple days, it's really, really nice. I'm really digging it. But yeah, that's not why you're here, though.
No. But I am excited that it's like the event that we're talking about today is sort of a marker of the season. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's time for fall when we have this event. So I have with us today Sam City, who's the president of Junior League of Lynchburg, and Kelsey House, who is chairing the Day in the Park event this year that the Junior League is remarkably put on for so many years. So we're really excited to hear about what the Junior League's up to and also how we can get involved with Day in the Park.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for taking some time. And we are stretching our technological limit today because we have a hybrid guests in studio and guests virtual. And this is really, really cool. So I guess my first question is, and I asked this at the top of the show, but Bill couldn't answer, is Junior League Marvel or DC?
No comment.
Okay.
We're not taking a side on that issue. Okay.
All right. Take two. Sam, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about Junior League of Lynchburg.
Sure. The Junior League of Lynchburg has been in Lynchburg since 1926. So next year we are celebrating our 100th year anniversary. Very excited for that. The mission of the Junior League is to advance women's leadership for meaningful community impact. And we do that through three ways. First is through volunteer action, where we equip women in our league to volunteer in the community. Second is collaboration, whether that's collaboration within the league, but also within our community as well, such as collaborating with you guys, Share Greater Lynchburg, and with our community partners as well. And then also training. We're really focused on training women who want to see an impact in our community, also become civic leaders as well. And Day in the Park sums up all three of those things, where we're equipping women to make a community impact. We're training them up to make that community impact. And also we're collaborating with dozens of other community partners and vendors for this event.
This all sounds really, really cool. How long have you been doing Day in the Park? I see it right there. I'm looking at the graphic, but for our listeners, how long have you been doing it?
So this is our 45th annual Day in the Park. We've had some years off due to finances and COVID a few years ago. Mm-hmm. We did take off last year, but we are very happy to bring it back this year.
Well, thankfully, and I'm glad that you guys are doing that. Well, let's go over here and let's talk about the event coming up.
Yep, it's this Saturday, September 13th. From 10 to 2 p.m. We're going to be at Miller Park. There's going to be a lot of fun, free family activities. We're going to have a petting zoo, pony rides. There'll be a horse ride, which I have learned is different than a pony ride. The kids are very specific, and this is a pony ride, this is a horse ride. We're going to have both. We'll have five different, you know, inflatables, bounce houses, a giant bubble station, train ride. Thanks to Depot Girl, that's going to go through Miller Park. We'll have balloon twisting and face painting, and all of those things are free for anyone who attends.
That is so cool.
It's going to be a really fun event. We're going to have 50 nonprofits and area businesses who are coming together to create this event for everyone in Lynchburg and the surrounding area. They're really there to highlight what they do, show everybody what they've got. And what I love the most about it is that families and anyone who attends can do so knowing that they don't have to buy a single thing there. It's free entry, going around to these tables with the exhibitioners. They're just going to be really given things. So we're going to do some carnival games, things like that. The only thing that you'd have to pay for if you wanted to are concessions. So we're going to have that too. So you could really stay and enjoy the entire day. We're going to have performances from Lynchburg City Strings, Kwamba Dance, Hill City Sliders, and then Drum Logic Percussion on our main stage. It's going to be a really great day. A lot of fun.
Very, very cool. And this is taking place September 13th. from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Miller Park. And you can get all the details if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in Junior League of Lynchburg, or you can head on over to your social media and your websites as well. This is fantastic. So moving forward, do you need anything? Do you need volunteers? Do you need donations? What all do you need?
Well, I want to take the time too to highlight our biggest sponsors for the event this year: Centra, Genworth, and Freedom First. They've made a huge dent in what it costs to put on an event like this.
That's fantastic.
We are always, you know, accepting some donations if somebody would like to donate towards the event, as it is completely free for anybody who attends. It does take a lot to put on, but we're really thankful and appreciative of the contributions that we've received. Volunteers, it is a large scale event, so definitely if anybody would like to help out and volunteer, we would love for them to come join us.
Very, very cool. And you can learn about volunteer opportunities again if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in Junior League, or what is your website, or is it better to go social media to reach you directly?
That's a great question. I've got an email address that comes right to me. It's just dayinthepark at juniorleaguelynchburg.org.
All right. Well, very, very cool. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more about this and hearing more about what Junior League does. And it's been around for so long with such staying power. That's just tremendous.
It's a lot of fun as somebody who did not grow up here, it's a lot of fun to hear more about the history of the event, the impact that it's had on the community. I have friends who grew up going as kids to Day in the Park, and now they're taking their kids, or even they're taking their grandkids. It's really fun to be a part of something so longstanding in Lynchburg that's completely free. Those don't really yeah. happen too often.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Sam, if folks want to get involved and become part of Junior League, how does that happen?
Absolutely. So any woman 21 years and older can join the Junior League. And we are accepting new members right now over the next couple of weeks. They can reach out to us. Our contact information is on Share Greater Lynchburg website. Actually, I think we even have an ongoing event for new members to join. But it's a simple application process. We go through a new member period for a few short months, and then you become an active member where you're planning events like Day in the Park and our fundraisers like Little Black Dress Initiative, which comes later on this year. You are in leadership positions and serving on board positions and things like that. So if any woman, again, over 21 years of age, they're more welcome to join.
Okay. What other opportunities are there for fundraising and things like that? What all else do you do throughout the year?
We have two primary fundraisers, one the fall and one the spring. In the fall, we have our Little Black Dress Initiative, which this year is going to be in the first week of November, where we wear the same dress every day for the week to two folds. One, to spread awareness of period poverty as we operate our PAD center and supply period products to those in need. But it also raised funds for both the PAD Center and for us as an organization. We also host a spring fundraiser, usually the end of April. This past year, we did a spring market where we included local artisans and, you know, local vendors to come and sell their products. And that was a huge fundraiser for us as well. So those are our two big primary fundraisers. We sometimes have little fundraisers throughout the year as well. Later this month, we're actually partnering with Kendra Scott for an online fundraiser. So follow us on Junior League of Lynchburg on Facebook for more information on that really soon. But yeah, those are our two big fundraisers.
Okay. And we'll link that up on this broadcast. If you head on over to our Facebook page and our social media at the Mike Show VA. Megan, how are things going with Cher?
Great. I did want to say with the Junior League that we'll often have nonprofit organizations contact the foundation and inquire about a good places and sources for board members. And I always point people towards the Junior League because of all the reasons Sam and Kelsey said about training and experience and budget management and event management, all the ways that it is a training ground for nonprofit service, be it volunteer or professional development for career. And I've just been extremely impressed with that commitment for the Junior League, as well as their commitment to equity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. And as boards are looking for more diversity and more opportunities for including maybe folks along the margins who normally haven't had access to boards, I find that the Junior League is very committed to that. So I just wanted to give a shout out for that. I'm excited about a new collaboration that we're talking about with the Junior League to help train up Junior League members through the Central Virginia Academy for Nonprofit Excellence, CVANE Board 101 program, and then share help with that pipeline management of finding and matching individuals who are graduating out of sort of the Junior League era into board service. And so I think it's a nice collaboration between multiple organizations to ensure that we're fueling and funneling good talent to our boards. And because, you know, as we have 190 different nonprofits on SHARE. We think the universe is about 250. Every single one of them by law requires to have a board. And that's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of work. And a lot of individuals are serving on multiple boards of directors. And so why not put more talent into the pipeline?
Absolutely.
So I really appreciate that Junior League and Leadership Lynchburg are two places that really curate and cultivate leaders. So thank you for asking about SHARE. We are always looking for collabs. And, you know, we have the Giving Tuesday coming up before we know it. You know, we always hit sort of this season and then it just races towards Giving Tuesday. But we have our Give Good program and we're looking for partnerships. So right now I've got online the Governor's School, the Bonner Program at University of Lynchburg, Junior League. You know, we're looking for groups that like to do community service, who'd like to be part of spreading the word about giving back this season. So be looking for that in our weekly newsletter. That's the best way to kind of follow what's happening. We just finished off a few lunch and learns and our executive director board or executive director training program for the month. And we're gearing up now for just grants coming in through the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. September 15th, which is just a few days away, is the end of our fall cycle for GLCF, the end of the acceptance of applications. So we are focused on trying to ensure nonprofits apply for fall grants if they don't apply for spring grants, so that we make sure to get them in the pipeline. We also have the Youth Philanthropy Program kicking off this month, September 24th, where we have 27 area high school seniors come together to decide where a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant are given. And so that application for nonprofits who have youth programs is opening up very soon, and October 15th, and that's when you can apply to be part of that $10,000 or $5,000 grant. So that's about what's going on over there. Just join our newsletter and check out what's happening. We're excited to be at the Day in the Park and take part in that. I'm always there also as a mom of string students and just love to see the students on the stage kind of showcasing their talent the first opportunity of the school year. And so it's a great chance to come together and just see how epic and amazing our strings program is. And I have to say that we have the Ginger Paris LCS Strings Fund at the Community Foundation. It currently has about $130,000 invested in it. Out of that pours money each year that helps repair instruments, takes kids on field trips, has professionals come in and do concerts and special programming, and just gives Mrs. Paris and the strings teachers a little bit more wiggle room with their budget to help those 500 plus kids that are part of our EPIC Strings program.
This all sounds fantastic. The Junior League of Lynchburg, if you want to check out their Day in the Park, it's free. 45th annual, it's September 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Miller Park in Lynchburg. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time today. and being on the show. Thank you to Share Greater Lynchburg as well, always, and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation for sponsoring this segment. We get to learn so much about our area's nonprofits. If you want to learn more, just go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. 190 nonprofit organizations are featured on there. And if you're part of a nonprofit and you're not on the Share platform, if you're not utilizing it, it's free. So go on over and check it out. Contact the folks at Share and get on the platform. Again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you guys
for having us.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Kelsey. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.